Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Mayor de Blasio announced there will not be indoor dining in New York City next week, saying it's on hold for now. WCBS's Rich Lamb has the story.
Citing the surge in coronavirus cases in Florida, Texas, and California, those states are going backwards in the battle against COVID-19. The mayor said New York City cannot go ahead with indoor dining.
The data in this city and this state's been getting better all the time, but the data around the country has been getting worse and worse and worse in the last few days. Shockingly worse.
He underlined the point with an assessment from a Brooklyn native.
What Dr. Fauci said about the potential in other parts of the country for the surge to get so bad, we could be talking about 100,000 cases a day in the United States. We've got to honor those facts, and it is not the time to forge ahead with indoor dining.
Of the impacted eateries, he declared,
I am very convinced we can help restaurants survive. We can help bring in a lot more revenue to them. We can help bring back a lot of jobs.
He added, but do it safely and do it outdoors. Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
As COVID-19 cases spike around the country, Governor Cuomo is warning New Yorkers that if they don't remain compliant with social distancing and mask wearing, the state too could slip.
The city needs to get its act together. People should wear masks and keep their distance, and there has to be enforcement. The governor is ready to pitch in.
The state's going to create its own enforcement capacity to supplement the local government's enforcement.
Although it's not just up to the government. Restaurant workers need to do their part after customers pick up food and drinks.
And you see 25 people hanging out in front. Okay, they're your patrons, but you know, you can help. You can say, come on guys, do me a favor, move along. This isn't helpful.
Cuomo is concerned about the complacency he's seeing in other places. Peter Henskel, WCBS News Radio 880.
Rockland County health officials are investigating a possible coronavirus cluster in Clarkstown. A new cluster of eight or more cases are tied to a large party earlier this month. It was hosted by someone in Clarkstown who was infected with the COVID-19 virus. The party linked to the new potential cluster was one of three big parties in Rockland in the last 2 weeks. County Health Commissioner Dr. Patricia Schnabel-Rupert says cooperating with contact tracers isn't a choice.
Unfortunately, I am now forced by these circumstances to send subpoenas to the individuals who are required to cooperate with us. Failure to comply will be costly, about $2,000 per day.
Rockland County has the highest percentage of daily positive tests of all seven counties in the Mid-Hudson region. New Jersey is extending unemployment benefits for an additional 20 weeks. The state labor department says the extension kicks in after claimants exhaust up to 26 weeks of state unemployment plus 13 weeks of federal pandemic emergency unemployment compensation. The agency says workers will be automatically enrolled to the added benefits. They don't need to reapply. The extra 20 weeks means eligible workers can receive a maximum of 59 weeks of benefits. It had been 39 weeks. Nearly 1.3 million workers have filed for unemployment benefits in New Jersey since the coronavirus pandemic began in mid-March. Let's get a check of our weather forecast now. Heading over to the Weather Center. Do we have more rain on the way, Craig Allen?
We do, Linda. They are spotted all over the tri-state region right now. Too many to mention each and every one of them, but let's see. We have a strong thunderstorm that has now made its way into central Suffolk County, just to the west of Riverhead, actually, approximately between MacArthur Airport and Riverhead, and that is moving south for the Connecticut coast. Let's get into Connecticut off Stamford and into the Sound. That is headed on down towards Huntington and Northport on the north shore of the island. There's another one between Naugatuck and Ansonia in Connecticut. That's headed on down towards the Merritt and the Wilbur Cross. In Westchester County, 684 south of Bedford, moving towards White Plains, Westchester County Airport. And some downpours right now between Patterson and Morristown, and it's moving south-southeast towards Elizabeth, Plainfield, Woodbridge. And there was a record rainfall at Newark earlier today from some of those thunderstorms, over an inch and a quarter for that area. Showers and thunderstorms will still be around till a couple hours after evening, after sunset, 65 to 70. And then mainly sunny tomorrow, a very warm 85 to 90, and at least only isolated thunderstorms around tomorrow. Right now in the city, it's 76, humidity 64%.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.